environmental groups and local governments are sounding the alarm about Florida legislative proposals that would change how new development is planned. The most wide-ranging measure is heading to the House floor. As opioid overdose deaths continue in the Sunshine State, House members would like to cut $7 million in recurring funding for the anti-addiction drug. Vivitrol is used by jails to help the addicted stave off cravings in the month following their release, as well as by community treatment programs and the State Department of Children and Families. Though House and Senate leaders want to increase funding overall for opioid addiction treatment, Mark Fontaine with the Florida Alcohol and Drug Abuse Association says the program would be a profound loss.
This is an important tool in the toolbox, and we have House member I've spoken to, I've raised, I've asked them to take under consideration that this is a very valuable tool helping us in our fight in the opioid epidemic.
Vivitrol isn't the only opioid receptor blocking drug available. An NPR and ProPublica investigation found Vivitrol's maker has aggressively lobbied state legislatures, including Florida's, and fought for programs that excluded its competitors. Morphine and buprenorphine are similar drugs, but they themselves are less potent opioids, and they're available to be administered by the patient, making it easier for them to abuse. An injectable, slow-release version of buprenorphine received preliminary approval by the Food and Drug Administration last year, and some experts say it's more effective than Vivitrol. Fontaine says the state should have an all-of-the-above strategy.
All these medications are valuable and important.
A final decision will be made as lawmakers hammer out the state budget in the remaining week or so of session. I'm Ryan Bank in Jacksonville.